Citywide Express. Is Joe?
Hey, Joe. Kevin Bice, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Doing well.
Excellent. So you got my message, I see.
Yes, I did, sir.
Excellent. So you're going to go ahead and send me that overnight, or what?
The $250,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need an address. I prefer a wire.
Okay. Do you need to see the loan or anything? I mean, loan application?
Yeah, I just kind of needed to find out what exactly you're looking for. Are you looking for working capital? Are you looking for equipment financing? Are you looking to purchase equipment?
You hit the nail on the head. Equipment financing or purchasing.
Okay, what are you buying?
A minibus and another passenger van.
Okay. Sounds easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get that reservation code from you again while I've got you on the phone?
Yes, sir, you sure can. It is 2411-4201-0012-3596.
3596?
Correct.
Okay. There you are. And it's under Deering Investments? Garcia Deering Investments?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Garcia Deering Investments.
Okay.
That is the name of the corporation. DBA will be Jane G. Citywide Express.
Okay. And what is the best number for you, sir?
512-627-3571.
And email.
My email is joe.garcia@citywideexpress.com, and there's only one E between Wide and Express.
Express.com. Okay, are you in front of the computer now, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, I'm going to send an email to you. What I need, equipment financing is relatively simple.
Okay.
I have a form for you to fill out.
Now, let me ask you this. Can it be a mixture of working capital and equipment?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Say no?
Yes, it can be.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Because that's what it'll end up being, working capital and also equipment financing.
Okay. How much do you think the equipment is going to cost, and how much do you want for cash?
Let's see. For the cash, about... I'm probably going to have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Both of them, actually, because I actually need a look. I've been looking at a few buses, and they're ranging anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000. So I can give you a guesstimate.
Sure, that'll work.
Well, what if we just say the whole $250?
That's fine as well. I was just curious.
We'll just say that. Keep it, make it easy.
Absolutely. But what I would do, what I would recommend doing, would be to separate the two.
Okay.
Because on the equipment or the vehicles, because it's collateral-backed loan, we can go out 5 years, 6 years on a monthly payment plan. On the cash, we typically keep the terms 2 years or shorter, and you would make a payment weekly. Because there's no collateral, it's unsecured, we're just giving you the cash with no strings attached.
Okay.
So, to kind of get the best of both worlds, I always recommend that my clients separate the two.
Separation, okay. Okay, not a problem.
And now, have you filed your 15 tax return yet?
What was that?
Have you filed your 2015 tax return yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
I sure have.
All right, so I am sending you this email now. I want to make sure you get it, because not only does it have, it's going to be two separate forms. It's two separate departments with our bank, one for the vehicles and one for the working capital. So I am sending you one of each. Similar information, just two separate formats. Looks like it's still sending, probably just because of the two separate attachments. Okay, that should be coming through to you now.
Now, for the equipment leases, will you actually need, like, a bill of sale or something like that, or no?
Well, it depends. It depends on if you end up purchasing from a private party or if you purchase from a dealership or a vendor. If you're purchasing from a vendor or somebody that's registered to sell these vehicles, then they'll just send me an invoice, and they'll send me copies of the title, and then once they receive my payment, they'll send me the titles. If you're buying from a private party, then yes, there'll be a bill of sale involved. What we typically will do is call a check for title swap. So we'll send out a third-party inspector. He'll meet you and the selling party at whatever location you decide. He'll view to make sure that we have the right VIN numbers on file and on the documentation. He'll receive the title from the seller, and he'll give the seller the check.
Okay. Sounds easy enough.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
And you guys keep the titles until we pay you off?
Correct.
Okay. That's fair enough. Let me see. Yeah, still hasn't come through yet. Did you get a mailer, Damon?
Yeah, it hasn't bounced back. I've got joe.garcia at citywideexpress.com, right?
Yes, sir. Only one E between wide and express.
Yeah, let me try sending it again.
There it is. Kevin Bice?
Yep.
Okay. I got both of them. Okay, so you basically need both of these filled out and returned to you? Along with what?
Along with, if you look below there, it'll be 6 months of your business bank account statements, your 2015 tax return, and then quotes or some sort of detail of the vehicles once you've locked those down.
Okay.
If you want to just send me kind of an idea of roughly what you're looking for, you know, kind of just a rough make and model and price, I can get all approved, and then we'll just adjust based on, you know, the final piece of equipment and the final sell price.
Okay. All righty, sir. And then I will get working on that and then try to get it over to you by tomorrow.
Okay.
By this evening or by tomorrow. And then, so my 2015 taxes, just fax it to you or email it to you?
I prefer email if you can. If you can email all this information, it just keeps it a little bit quicker and cleaner.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I can scan them and email them to you. As a matter of fact, I think my CPA sends them to me electronically, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, that's kind of the preferred way. Just no problem. Taxes are a nightmare, you know, for everybody.
They get lost or the print doesn't come out good.
Exactly. Maybe part of it comes through, part doesn't.
Sounds good. Well, then I got all the information, and then I'll get it over to you.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You got it, Joe. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you too.
All right, buddy. Bye.